we love getting this guy on the show with us here, Jonathan Thurston. JT, he's still in ISO, I'm assuming, like the rest of us, but he's also the InStyle Solar Ambassador, and he joins us right now. How are you going?
G'day, how are you? I'm going really well, thank you. It's been challenging at times, isolation, but the girls have certainly kept me on my toes.
Well, they would. How have you been able to keep them entertained, though?
I have had my had a pedi and a manicure from the girls before. So.
They're the kind of feet that only a daughter could love, I'd imagine, JT.
Well, they've spent a good 30 years in our football boots, so definitely right.
Hey, we want to talk more about that, like everything you've been up to really soon. But first, tell us a bit about this ambassadorship for InStyle Solar. This is something you've jumped on board with. Why did you see this is important?
Yeah, well, as a family, we're carbon neutral, trying to do our bit for the country and certainly for the industry as well. So we had InStyle Solar come on board and install solar panels on our house that have certainly reduced our power bill. Obviously, being in isolation, we're using a lot more energy at home now. So, it just arrived in time. So, we're very conscious about that, reducing our carbon footprint as well. So, living through clean energy is something that we're extremely passionate about.
And it's a win-win, hey, because you save money, the environment wins from it as well because it is a renewable energy source. But do you have any other kind of energy-saving tips?
Yeah, definitely. The one thing that I really did learn, and it actually shocked me, that up to 30% of our electricity bill comes from not switching our power points off. So obviously everyone charges their devices. I was one of those ones that just took my devices off the charge and just left the power switch on. Now, obviously, turn those off for high energy usage items like your washing machines and clothes dryers. Turning those ones off as well can certainly help save you a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, there's so much you can save money when it comes to your electricity. And if solar's an option for you, check out InStyleSolar.com. JT, you mentioned just before those feet of yours, 30 years in footy boots before the girls started giving you the petties. I wanted to ask you, how do you feel you've adjusted to life in retirement? Because, man, it's a gear change for you, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so last year there was moments where I thought, I want to be out there on the field. Obviously, the first game this year at the stadium, but this year, you've sort of been out of the game now for a while. So whereas last year you're still fit enough and you feel that you're strong enough that you still run around. So that was a little bit of a struggle, but I kept myself extremely busy throughout the year, which took my mind off those types of thoughts as well. So this year I've been able to spend a lot more time at home with the family, which has been great due to the isolation. I'm normally away just about every weekend because of the footy season. So to be able to stay home and, like I said, teach the girls to ride their bikes, do school drop-offs and school pickups, things that I normally don't get to do. So, just cherishing the moments that I get to spend with the girls.
That is so lovely, and it's so nice for you to be able to do that. You were saying that you were missing the footy season last year, though. This year, pretty hard to miss it because it hasn't really been happening yet. But how excited are you for the season to be kicking off again this week?
Oh, super pumped. There hasn't been much to watch on TV. I've been watching a lot of the 2015 grand final over and over again.
Just not repeat.
Yeah. The girls are getting sick of it.
Dad's watching the grand final again.
Yeah. Do we have to watch this again, Dad?
Yeah, look, I'm about to kick. Look.
Yeah. But, I commend the NRL and especially Peter Vilandis for, the bold decisions that he's making and that he's made and, getting the game back on track and playing. So, that's going to start conversations in other industries about, they put things in place to get their industries up and started. So, it's great that the NRL will be back next week and I'm super pumped about it.
Yeah, mate, you talk about the 2015 grand final there, of course. You famously, campaigned for the new stadium at the end of that game. Being that your statue is out the front of that now in bronze, you know, the opening of the stadium, those emotional few weeks there when the statue was unveiled. Like, what does that place mean to you?
Oh, look, it's Townsville in general. Means everything. You know, I've chosen to live here, raise my children here because we loved the community. The community's given me so much. And, yeah, to be able to stay here, see the stadium come out of the ground, and, you know, the boys actually played their first game this year. It was quite emotional. Obviously, it was an emotional day, unveiling the statue at the front. And, yeah, you know, there's a lot of good memories from playing here. So, yeah, and, you know, Townsville's home for us. The North Queensland community has been great towards myself and my family, and the Cowboys organisation. I can't thank them enough for what they've done for me over the years. So, yeah, I love Townsville. This is home now. I won't be going anywhere, so you'll be sick of me by the end of it.
Highly doubt it. You are pretty much the king of Townsville, and being a VIP Cowboy, when all that crowds at the game this Friday night, but are you going to be able to weasel your way in there somehow?
I wish I would be able to. I've got to remind them there's that bronze thing at the front there. Should be able to get me.
It's my stadium.
It's me at the front. You opened the gate, man. Oh, JT. Oh,
yeah. They wouldn't let me in, actually. I forgot my pass, actually. So I've got to ask for my pass. You need your pass to get in here, you know.
Don't you know who I am?
Do you ever have that, or did you ever have that in your rugby league career, JT? Because you see it every year, without a doubt, when the Australian Open's on. There's always security footage of some security person not letting, like, Rafa onto court one. Have you had that throughout your career? Like, security people going, who don't recognise you, going, stop right there, who do you think you are?
Yeah, no, I haven't had that. I've always been pretty good with my passes. A couple of times with the NRL, commentating last year, I forgot my pass, but they've had extras to get me on board, so it's been good.
You're obviously more famous than Rafa then.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
He just stole Sturlo's pass to get up to the commentary box.
Yeah.
Hey, JT, we love having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. And if you want to get, like, on that solar thing, help the environment, save some money in your back pocket as well, like JT has, visit that website, instylesolar.com. Ambassador for InStyle Solar, JT, Jonathan Thurston. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. Info and Gabby.